how that resonates with you as a journalist, as a female in this region and nationally.
It really does. A, Birmingham born and bred, you know, trying hard to be working in the media. I've been working in the media about 20 years, and as a black female, you know, working in journalism, it's been difficult to get to where I got to. You know, I kind of started on hospital radio. Anybody, you know, when you're in the car and you hear the traffic and travel news, the M6 is chock-a-block from 10 down to 8. I used to read those bulletins as well. That was my little start. Done BBC, WM, Midlands Today, and then got to Sky News, where I sat at the desk with the earpiece on and did live news for like 5 hours.
Would you say, given that there's all these, you know, inevitably in any industry you're in, you have to pay your dues to some extent, but would you say that there was more of a glass ceiling for you, did you feel?
Without a doubt. You know, working at Sky was interesting. It was a great experience. To be working in national and international news, but definitely around me, around me was definitely the feeling of there were certain types of presenters who were more palatable for the audience, and I did not fit that image. It's very obvious.
Right. I mean, we had a nice healthy discussion a couple of days ago, actually, about all of these issues and the fact that if your hair's not a certain way, if your weight's not a certain way, if you don't come across a certain way in front of the camera, there's not really a comfortable niche for you. Does anyone in the audience find that resonates with them as well? I mean, yeah, I see people going, yeah, I'm a journalist too. I worked on the BBC and all the pain of it. But the question that we landed upon as most important is, what's the solution? How do we overcome that? Assimilation or integration, or do you do your own thing?
Yeah, do your own thing, without a doubt. You know, if I would have to, you know, I wear this hairdo, it's very palatable for mainstream media, and the reason I've got this today is because I'm making a film with the BBC next week about fear. So, you know,
it's pretty
unconventional. But, yeah, I think it is very much about making your own way. Whichever career you want to get into, learn all the skills of the career. I've worked in the system. That sounds really militant. Oh, I'm not that militant. I've worked in the system.
It's all right, there's no one here from the system.
But now I run my own company with my other half. We make videos for the council, that sort of thing. And I'm a freelance TV producer of my own voice. So that idea about beer, I sold myself and had been commissioned by the BBC to make it. So I'm pulling the shots, I'm doing the work that I want to do.
That's quite a crucial distinction. You've gone from working your way up through the ranks to feeling like just a part of a big, subsumed in a big institution, to actually stepping out, creating your own entity and having more respect and more...
Yeah, absolutely. And I couldn't really assimilate, you know, to really assimilate, I'd have to lose about 3 stone.
Can I just say... Plenty of people like the Dustin Williams.
I'm proud.
She's going to get rushed after this performance.
So I'm not ready to conform totally just yet.
Absolutely. I mean, conformity isn't the only choice, and that's one thing that you clearly pointed out from the show.
Absolutely.
So where can people find out more about you, the journalist, or your independent company?
Okay, I've got my own website, margarinecole.co.uk, or you can just Google me from my website. Twitter, I'm Twitter obsessed, you can find me there, Marvovox, M-A-R-V-O-V-O-X. Link with me there, and holla.
Cool. We ain't done with you yet. If there was, like, I suppose you could point out maybe 3 things that you'd like, potentially your daughter or your niece or a young female friend coming today to take away from the day, what would it be? What might it be?
There's nothing you cannot do. There's nothing in this life you cannot do. If you've got an ambition, pursue it to the last. You know, we were talking about back in the day, there was no internet when I was a youth. There was no internet. I had to go to the library to research anything about a job I wanted to do. I had to sit in the reference library in the corner making notes, photocopying stuff. Now, with the internet, you can research anything at your fingertips on your iPhone and smartphone, and you can get to the heart of and understand any career you want to be in. So, you've got the resources, use the resources,